Hey, it was weird at the end of the day. The end of the day for everyone, because it's all different, isn't it? A load of people with nothing really to say, but they've got someone else attached to them, and so it feels like more. I think potentially I've seen it that way. I've had people, you know, there's people that feel like they're in my life, but that's some sort of disorder or something. It's always like, 99% of your time is unknown. Is that how you're going to think of it when you look back? Do you know what I mean? No, you'll think of like significant points where it's like, fuck these cunts. Fuck a load of cunts that I hear wishy-washy around my head with such an inclination to understand people that you've got no thoughts that I value at all. Because it's just unkindness, isn't it? It lows to this pitch. It has this much passion when, you know, something's been fucking taken from me. Do you know what I mean? And that happens to many people. It just depends, like, if you had a depressed mum and she came home like that, would you just ignore her? Most of the time when I interjected, it made things worse, so I ended up ignoring her. But nowadays I talk to her more. Is it like understanding that there's intensity in all of our lives, and lifestyle is something that you've got to understand. And so I'll get it off on a bad foot. So something actually begins to happen. But I'm just like there, like, well, there's conversations that I need to have that I'm not having, and I'll just wait for those to happen out of my own dignity and pride. And where did that get me? They start going, oh, well, there's things that you've got to do and that we expect. What, quietly, when you have conversations about me on your own? Just aren't happening. And I feel like everyone fucking comes up to me and says, there's things that I barely even fucking breathed at you. And they're not happening. And you're a dick, basically. And, you know, why take it to that extent? Because there's so much fucking loathing in the world, isn't there? If you just have someone that's chilled out and doesn't want to bring that to your doorstep all the fucking time, wouldn't that be an ideal excursion? Who is that ideally? A duck that you give bread to, mate. But it's not ideal to actually give them bread. So, you're a bad friend, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? Isolated. We can have a worldview that wants for so much but doesn't deserve it. Engage with it, then you'll know the level. But people make rules that I disagree with. How many people do I have to run through before going, yeah, I'm growing up enough to know that things are as they are, you know? That offended me. And I'm able to actually say exactly what I want to say to you. Do you know what I mean? I'm able to express it and not be like, well, this is going to boil over into something else. I didn't want to say it, but now you've sensed that something's wrong, so. I'm just angry. I pray for those situations to never fucking happen again, to be honest. It really bores me to think that I could be, you know, crying all the time. This is love, this is. You just got a bad idea of it, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's relatable for anyone, then you don't want to relate to me, do you? It's better though, I was just fucking cloaked existence. The invisibility cloak in Harry Potter, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it? But no, you're constantly under the fucking stairs. You did say something, right? But, alright, okay. So I've got to do something extra with my aura to be like, right, bash that through. Yeah, no, I am here. Oh, Potter. You're a bunch of dicks, aren't you? You finally fucking addressed me. Yeah, a bunch of dicks. Hello. It's fucking annoying. Really annoying. Anything that I'm amused by. Oh, is that something that is contained in the world? Well, it feels like... Yes, it is. People meet me and then say abruptly less and less. Because what are they? What is it? What's happened? We live in England. You'll never know. And plus... Anyway, with a schedule, you barely know these things. That's why people can see you, because they don't barely have time. It's just that there's dangerous areas where people are disrespectful, and I just think if we all as humans could learn to get along, then less people would, you know, get violently murdered, wouldn't they? That's not funny, is it, to be honest? I think it's because I live in quite a low-level, small town. And there'll be loads of people, if they ever heard my voice, thinking, tell you what you need, the darkest depths of my existence, because I'm in a bad place at the moment, and I'm going to find you. Because, you know, if I weren't somewhere dangerous, then people would definitely type that out to me, as if I should be scared. Oh, man. But, you know, that's not very funny at all, to be honest. Tell you what is funny, when you know that no one's going to do anything when you're in person with them, but... I do that over acts of politeness. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're going to walk straight past me, are you? You're a knob. I think that's more worthy than holding the door open and getting a thank you. Do you know what I mean? That gives me more joy. So thank you, really. Do you know what I mean? Thank you. And I love life. But what I do love about life is not its low moments where you just feel empty and like... Oh, I've got to eat porridge in the morning. Oh, I hate it. I hate my life. It's such a bore. Yeah, well, put some sugar on it. You can have milk as well. You were just imagining it dry oats, weren't you? Yeah, because I just feel so fucking desperately empty. Yeah, well, as soon as you have that, you'll be like, I was being a prick before, wasn't I? And you were, yeah. But I tell you what, is a bad move. Coming home, having a protein shake after having half a sandwich, having a... Well, I was interrupted by being mocked, of course. It's good, isn't it? You know? But people without the engagement to actually fucking say anything to me, they'll just go, you're right, mate. Yeah, yeah. Are you a genuine person? Or something off spitting image? That sounds like the impression, because I think I'm being a bit too harsh. People from my fucking school, it's not too fucking posh. If that was the case, then I wouldn't be so angry at Tory's existence. You know, I wouldn't be so annoyed that poor people are convinced to support rich people sucking out their insides like a frube that's just gone up in price. Bash. Twatted. I hate you. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of thing I think. And if there was a Tory in my existence... I would be unable to be their friend unless they came to some agreement of wit. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of them just think, I've got money. Look how you look. You're a twat. And I just think, yeah, I'm going to struggle through my existence. And you're going to go, my dad's made me this way. I'm fucking fantastic. And I think that's wrong. You're a fucking cunt. My dad's dad was rich. In our eyes. And, yeah, you know, oh, constantly horrible. But for rich people, yeah, it's probably horrible as well. But what else? Do you know what I mean? Is there any fucking way that you can come to a wavelength of not being like, oh, aesthetically, you're not a very nice picture. I don't like your picture. Because I've not done anything to some people, but they're cunts to me. Is it a class thing? Or am I just insecure about my class? because sometimes you feel quite insecure when you're starving hungry and other people are dicking you around. So get fucked in a way. People's level of respect. Is that a section? I don't like how people do things, to be honest. Because the point of expression, autistically, as I like to call it, and I think I've got a right to, though I've not got the results back yet, that, yeah, it's autistic, really. I don't want to disrespect myself too much, because I can't just float through things in a carefree and easy way, because things prick your fucking imagination, don't they? They prick your emotions! But your imagination's the only way you fucking have emotions. Because you imagine people don't fucking dick you around all the time. You imagine, oh, they give a shit about that minute fucking detail that you've got to give a shit about unless you feel like a fucking arsehole all your life. So annoying. So fucking annoying to think how much that makes sense, isn't it? Because it just pisses me off. Quietly. Very quietly. And do you know what that makes me? Loads of people in the fucking world with no voice at all. I get judged all the fucking time. Shyness. Crudeness. Loudness. Loutery. But no one says that anymore. And I imagine at the time it was just on fucking TV. What kind of word is that that you want to get taken seriously by? Did you just stop, think for an evening, look at the broken window, check the dictionary? Check the dictionary for what things mean, yeah? Because, I was literally battling with myself, having a fucking dumbass fucking ping pong game going, is it thesaurus? No, that's what Americans call it, because they're dicks. Thesaurus. Like a dinosaur, mate. Oh, that's a... What is it? Oh, no, I've got it. And it's on the tip of my tongue, so all of you can... Everyone in my head can shut the fuck up. I've been saying that all day, no, listen. Thesaurus. That's not how you say it. Do you think you say triceratops like... No! You know what I was driving at there, do you know what I mean? You should know. Oh, my God. You know, you can't do that at the pub, can you? You can't just do that at the pub. But you can, because everyone just wants you to talk to yourself. You go there with no one, they'll want you to talk to yourself, definitely. And there's people in the world that would entertain your presence, but it's just like you go there rocked up with other people and they look at you and glean the fact that, well, you've not said anything to me, I must be special. What, are you having a bad time or something? Yeah, in my head, I bet you are. I bet you're a pussy, old dickhead. What if I just said that to your face? Knob. Honestly, it pisses me off. What else does? A glass to the edge. Yeah, I know, and I won't take it that far, but there's some things that people need to have more bollocks about, because they've got gumption all in their little world. My dad's nice to me, my mum's nice to me, my auntie. You're a dick. Some people's existence doesn't feel that connected, like mine. Maybe they're sour. Oh, well, but they're sweet. They really are. And you're an arsehole. That's... I don't know what that tastes like, to be honest. But, perhaps sour. What have you been eating? Sweets. Hopefully. Yeah? Have you ever tasted that? No, because if I did have someone just one-on-one, just, like, roped in, I think I'd start being abusive to them. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you ever watched Jackass? Of course you have. What's the generation... Like, whoever you are, I imagine if you were born in, like, 1945, you're still like, go on then. I mean, I don't know. There's something about this, isn't there? I don't get distracted, to be honest, because there's a lot of things that are good points. And, well, you know, some things about a sponge-like imagination staring at a glass of wine loses itself and dies. Oh, no. And also, if you watch a serial killer documentary, maybe you'll, like, just go off the rails, like, as if you're in a really bad place. Do you know what I mean? Perhaps you understand. I'm wondering what things are out there that regularly make it so that people feel, like, violently saddened by the world. because, you know, it's not like, as I said, I don't feel like bricking anyone's face in. It's not like Tough Times, you know, like, depends who you are, really does. And for me, I don't need that, thank you, but you think about it a lot. That's all I think. But no, just, you know, you think, that's horrible, that's terrible, and I'm better than that. But surely at one point in your life, and at some points in your life, you think, I just want to kill you. And it's not just that phrase, is it? How vivid are animals? How vivid are humans if they don't want to be called animals? Get angry at me. Oh, man. You know, yeah. It's what we all think. It's what we all do. And piss me off because I'm wrong on all bases and people treat me like a twat. You know, that's what I know at the end of the day. God's sake, is what it is. People say that all the time, but funnily enough, when it is what it is, shut up. Piss me off. And what do the people really get up to or feel? I just hear every now and again, oh, God's sake. Or something to the effect of, maybe it's detectable now. Do you know what I mean? And that'd be nice. Because what is detectable is the lack of, were you ever a child being taught Christianity or watching cartoons? Because did you ever see that little, like, glowing light kind of thing that's in people's chests? Yeah, like, you imagine that. Bollocks. Turns out. But a lot of people are lovely. And I think, like, where does it come from? Having a good experience at one point. Having too greedy of an experience at other people's expense at a certain point. Or is it really striving for it and people discount you and misunderstand you and they don't even engage with you enough and you didn't like the cut of their first impression? Yeah. Or the cut of their third really made you turn on them. And from afar, I heard, I never asked them about it. And unless you see something in the paper or something like that, I don't think it's that serious, but people always seem to be going, oh, I've got your number. Gets me obsessed by what? The life that's available. And sometimes it's all muddied waters with a load of fucking prawns going, your dick. Don't care.